Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brian Carson, the CEO of AHF Products. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. You've got some news here. You're backwards integrating and buying some sawmills for your solid hardwood business. Let's get to that in just a minute. Last time I talked to you was at Surfaces. Tell us how's business doing now.
Kemp, when we talked at Surfaces, January was in the book. January was a repeat of the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter was a weak quarter for the industry, so kind of more of the same. The good news is it's not getting worse. The bad news is it wasn't getting better. As we kind of rolled into February and March, we have seen some sequential strengthening in the business. Some of that is seasonality, which we would expect. The growth and the strengthening is nothing to write home about, but I think we've seen a firming up of the market, and the market was affecting a turn. You know, we're in a cyclical business, and we're going to cycle back up on the residential side. We were expecting to see a firming up and then a recycle back up. I think we're starting to see that firming up in the first quarter. And even in April, we've seen the thing strengthen some and needs to strengthen more. Commercial's still been pretty darn strong.
Good. You know, we're working on our annual report for the May issue. Of course, this is our estimate. Last year, we had AHF/Armstrong in number six position at around $850 million. And we're going to have fun this year because since then, you've added Crossville. So that's going to move you up several spots. So we've got the spreadsheets out and doing the math. So I know the Crossville acquisition last year has been a good move for you.
Yeah, we are thrilled to have the Crossville team join the AHF family. It diversified us further into commercial. It got us into another product category. It is a blue chip brand, a cut above brand, and is a very, very highly specified brand on the commercial side. And you find it in the better houses of America. So it's a cut above product. The integration's going well. We're ahead of plan. It's been a strength of our business as we've kind of rolled into 2024. So we couldn't be happier. And we just completed the investments. We just poured $8 million into the plant as we said we were going to. And that was work that started before and we were completing the work. And those investments are in place in the two Tennessee plants. And we're ready to rock and roll as the market continues to come back.
Yeah, you know, that was the first porcelain factory built in the United States. Good to catch up on that. Let's shift to the sawmill business. This is really interesting, and actually, I'm happy to hear the decision that you've made, and I'm sure it was easy to convince Paceline Equity to make this investment with you, because when Allegheny Wood Products went under, you lost a secure supply. So tell us about that decision.
So, Kemp, the situation was Allegheny Wood Products, which is the second largest hardwood sawmiller in the United States, a big supplier to us, probably a big supplier to everybody, just couldn't make a go of it anymore. The demand has dropped off for higher grades of wood going into furniture. It was harder for them to make the economics work. They had to shut the door. We're in the wood flooring business, but we're in vinyl and tile too. But wood is an important part of our category, and we aim to shore up our supply. So our Beverly, West Virginia plant, you know, we've got about $25 million going into that plant right now in capital investments to expand. Allegheny was an important supplier to that plant. We buy from about 200 mills at that plant, but the Allegheny mills were some of the big mills that supplied them. We were working with the banks while we were negotiating to buy them. We were funding the logs to keep it operational and to keep the employees in place. So of their 11 plants, those two continued to operate with 100% of the supply going to AHF. And then we were able to work out an agreement with the banks that we would buy them outright. And we made that announcement. We're in the sawmill business, and 100% of the output of those sawmills is now going to the Beverly plant. With the core, when you run a sawmill, the core or the center, really a railroad tie that you sell into the transportation industry. So we're going to take the tree, the lumber is going to go to us, we're going to sell the railroad tie, and those two plants 100% dedicated to AHF more than offsets by a good bit the lost capacity that we were getting from Allegheny. So we really did that to secure supply for our customers. The solid wood plants need lumber to run. You can't use another material. So we did it to secure the supply for the customers, for the folks that work in the plants, and for AHF. So all the folks there are AHF employees now. They're running. We're ramping up the crewing in the plant. And those two plants will be a meaningful portion of the Beverly supply. We'll continue to buy from other mills in the region. But I think the consequence of Allegheny going out is there's just going to be less lumber supply in the region. So it was really an investment for the long haul.
Let me point out, I've toured some sawmills, and I think it's interesting. You're only acquiring two of their sawmills. You're only going to purchase the sawmills that will supply your needs. And I'd like to point out that the lumber used in hardwood flooring is usually C grade. The normal sawmills that are making for everybody will isolate the C grade for flooring, and you're actually going to improve your grade with what's sold with Armstrong brand or Bruce brand or whatever, because you're going to take that core out, you know, the railroad tie, but then you're going to cut that tree and it's going to improve your grade quality, right?
Yeah, you're right. The upper end of a tree kind of goes into moldings, cabinets, and furniture. And the kind of the middle grades are flooring and things like pallets. All pallets are made of hardwood. Yep. And kind of the lower part of the log would go into railroad ties. So if you think about a sawmiller, they were never optimizing for flooring. They were optimizing right for the more profitable grades, and flooring got what kind of flooring got. We think the way we're going to cut the losses that Allegheny was seeing, because they were losing money, you know, so we got to stop that by optimizing the cutting of the tree for the flooring specific industry and taking the entirety of the output. We believe we can make the economics of that work.
Another point I'd like to quickly make before we run out of time is that this hardwood business is almost 100% residential. A lot of it goes into the replacement model, which is what's been solved recently. And so this is really a long play on your part, because there's no doubt we're seeing indicators that this business is going to point positive again soon. So you're making the right moves now to have supply. And also, it's important to point out that the solid business is that upper end business and is not what competes with the wood look alternatives. Your solid business is more on the luxe side of the business, which has less competition from the lookalikes, right?
That's absolutely right. You know, wood is basically all residential, with the vast majority of that being residential remodel. So, you know, during COVID, when everybody was remodeling their homes, the wood business was tremendously strong. As we all went to Disneyland, of the product categories, wood softened up versus some of the other ones. But there's a firming up of the market. And if you think about the investments that some of the larger companies are now making, not flooring, just building products companies, everybody believes that the residential sector and the residential remodel sector is going to be off to the races for probably a 5 to 7 year run. When is that turn going to happen? Which I think is going to happen as we go through this year. So we're in a building product cyclical industry, and the key to cyclicality is these things cycle back, and the wood is going to cycle back up, and we're putting ourselves in the position. We're investing between the tile. We've got 11 hard surface plants, 10 in the United States. We're putting $30 million into those plants. We're launching new products in tile and engineered wood and solid wood and vinyl plank, vinyl tile, and vinyl sheet. We're vertically integrating where we want to shore up the upstream supplies, and we're doing that because we believe the market's going to inflect back, and we've got to be there with the right products, the right values for our customers. And that's why we're making these investments. And I think we're doing the right thing. And I think we're seeing our business improving really kind of as we speak. So I think it's starting to happen.
Okay, Brian. Well, I appreciate you spending time with my listeners. Again, been talking to Brian Carson about his recent acquisition of two sawmills that were part of the Allegheny Wood Products operation. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.